to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 341st episode of Travel Itch Radio, our special guest is Bill Ott, Director of Marketing and Communications for the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa and the 1905 Basin Park Hotel, both in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Before we get to Bill, a quick message from tonight's sponsor. Located in the bustling neighborhood of Union Square, Hilton San Francisco Union Square is ideal for those who want to visit theater, shop, ice skate, or hop aboard the landmark cable cars. The hotel features a 46th floor cityscape lounge with inventive cocktails and 360-degree views. For more information, check out HiltonSanFranciscoHotel.com. And now, without further ado, let's bring in Bill Ott, who has a lot to tell us. Welcome, Bill, to Travel Itch Radio.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to be on with you guys.
Thanks so much. Bill, the 1886 Crescent claims to be the most haunted hotel in America and has been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures and Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters, among other shows. So tell us, do a lot of your guests come because of the property's paranormal reputation?
Yes and no. The majority of our guests come for weddings. We'll probably do 300 weddings a year. We're also known as a mountaintop spa resort, so other people come there for romance travel, family travel, group travel. But, yes, we also have ghosts. So it's really a mixed breed. You know, some people come because of the uniqueness that we are America's most haunted hotel. Most people come because of our reputation as being a wonderful romantic spot and a great place just to kind of unwind.
Well, Bill, although your hotel was built in 1886 and is more than 100 years old, it wasn't always a hotel. In fact, it was a cancer hospital in the 30s operated by a notorious owner named Norman Baker. Some of his alleged remedies were discovered by the Arkansas Archaeological Survey earlier this year. Could you tell our listeners about that, please?
Yeah, I can. To build on that little bit of history you gave us, the hotel closed down in 1934. Before that time, or at that time, it was both a hotel and a girls' college, the Crescent College and Conservatory for Young Women, but because of the Depression, it closed. Well, you mentioned his name, Norman Baker, a charlatan, and that's all caps, underlined, italicized, had developed what he said were some cancer cures when he was in his home of Muscatine, Iowa. He heard about the Crescent Hotel being for sale. He knew that the city of Eureka Springs was known as a healing center because of our springs. So he thought he'd come down, which he did. He bought the hotel and turned it into Baker's Cancer Curable Hospital. He had these wonderful brochures he'd send out all across the country, saying that if you've got cancer, you've caught all the other stuff, come to my hospital in Eureka Springs and we can heal you. Well, he didn't heal anybody, but a lot of people died at his hands, unfortunately. He was arrested in December of 39 for mail fraud. Not only were his pamphlets that he sent out bogus, but also he would have patients that came to the hospital sign their name to the bottom of blank letterhead. And even after they died, he would type in a letter that said, things are going great, the treatments are wonderful, I love it here, please send more money. So they got him for mail fraud. Yeah, he was convicted in January of 1940 and sentenced to 4 years at Leavenworth and a $4,000 fine. But he got away with about $4 million, which is about $80 million in our money. When he got out of prison, he went to Florida, bought a yacht, lived off the coast, and several years later he died. And guess what he died of?
Cancer.
Yes.
You betcha. There is justice in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And that's when it was. And that's when it was a hospital, and then after World War II, it opened back up as a hotel, and stayed that way up until about every 4 years, until Marty and Elise Rennick bought the hotel in 1997, and they bought that and the Basin Park Hotel, and it put millions of dollars into bringing the hotels back up to their original grandeur, because they're never hoteliers, they're preservationists. And they saw these two beautiful historic structures and didn't want them to go to ruin.
Wow.
Now, there's some quite a history there. But now, I want you to tell us now, because there's some specific ghostly sightings at 1886 Crescent. A former patient and orderly named Theodora supposedly running around room 419, and the sound of a squeaky gurney wheels on the third floor, and so-called conversations with deceased patients via electromagnetic field. And, I mean, all of these things, have you experienced any of these?
Well, I haven't experienced any of the things that you mentioned, but I have had a couple of paranormal experiences that I haven't been able to debunk, so I give them a lot more credibility that way. But, yes, you're right about 419 being Theodora's room. The best thing you can do when you stay in Theodora's room is tell her, "Hello, Theodora. I really like your room. I'll try to keep it nice and neat. Appreciate you letting me stay here," because if you don't, like when the ghost hunters were there, she'll put your luggage in front of the door, so when you try to go back in your room, you can't really get in easily because your luggage is there. And the other one you mentioned was about the gurney. That's a sign that is seen quite often, and I love my impersonation of the gurney wheels. It goes, and people look out of the room and they'll see a nurse pushing a gurney down the hallway with what's obviously a corpse on the gurney, and she'll just walk to the end of the hall and just suddenly disappear. So, yeah, there's a lot of paranormal sightings that have been repeated and repeated and repeated. But, you know, we were talking about the different shows that came here. The best sighting that we've ever had that wasn't able to be debunked was in 2005 when the ghost hunters came, because they caught a full-bodied apparition on the thermal imaging camera down in the morgue. Yes, our hotel has a morgue, don't they all? And they tried to debunk that as best they could. They couldn't do it. In their reveal at the end of the show, they referred to that as the Holy Grail of ghost hunting.
That you just gave me chills. Oh my goodness. Now, do the 1886 Crescent guests today, the live ones, want to stay in room 419 or deliberately try to avoid it? Which one?
You know, most of the people, we have three rooms that are what we call our most active room. It's 419, which is Theodore's room, 218, which is Michael's room. He was a Irish stonemason who helped build the hotel, who was a ladies' man, and was waving to some lady walking up the street while he was building it. He lost his footing, fell to what was now the footprint of room 218. So he's known to be in that room, and a lot of sightings in that room of him. And then 3500 is a room that the Rennicks renovated, because it was a servants' quarters in that building that just sat dormant for 75 years. They turned into honeymoon luxury suites, and in 3500, people will wake up and will see a lady in a Victorian nightgown standing at the foot of their bed. So those three rooms probably get the most interest, and they do book up rather quickly, and people want to stay in those rooms.
Yeah, I can imagine that they would, to have that experience and go back and talk about it. Now, we're talking with Bill Ott of 1886 Crescent Hotel, allegedly the world's most haunted hotel.
And, Bill, please talk about the hotel. How big is it? How many rooms? And are they all different, as is the case with many historic hotels?
Yes, sir, they are. It's five stories. We have 72 rooms. They're all different. When the Rennicks bought the hotel, we made sure that we brought it back to the same colors, putting stencil paintings on the walls, and have kept them to be unique one to the other. So people, when they come back to the hotel, can stay in different rooms and have a totally new experience, because we tell people when they come stay at the Crescent, they're creating lifetime memories, which they are, because so many of our guests are multi-generational. Their grandmother stayed there. Their parents stayed there. They came there as kids. And it's an honor for us to have that kind of loyalty to our property.
And 1886 Crescent is a longtime member of Historic Hotels of America, which means you have to be at least 50 years old and meet certain standards of excellence. How does membership in that group help your property?
It's amazing. The Historic Hotels of America have been very, very good to us, because it's what we say down here in the South, it puts us in high cotton. There are so many wonderful historic hotels all across the country. For example, this year our conference is at Pinehurst, and it's nice to be in the same company with them. And it's so unique for a hotel of historic hotel stature to be in Arkansas, so unique for it to be in the Ozarks, and so unique that it's in a town of 2,000 people. So we feel very unique and very honored, and people love to stay in historic properties because it is indeed an experience more than it is just a night's stay.
Well, we'd like to know a little bit more about your sister property, the 1905 Basic Park Hotel. Is it close to 1886 Crescent, and is it also haunted?
Well, here in the Ozarks, in our town, things aren't too far apart. Now, we've got a lot of winding roads. No two roads in Eureka Springs come together at a right angle, which is one of the reasons we're in Ripley's, believe it or not. But as our shuttle vehicle will take you down there, it takes about 2 minutes to get from the Crescent down to the center of downtown, or historic downtown, and it's also the entertainment district. It takes about 2 minutes to get down there. And, yes, it is also haunted. Many sightings of ghosts, many sightings or many experiences of paranormal experiences. And something we do there at the Crescent, we give just a ghost tour, but at the Basin Park Hotel, it's a combination ghost tour and ghost hunting. We give people the elements, the little gadgets to help them actually ghost hunt and try to find the ghosts on their own. So, yeah, we live in a paranormal community, so to speak.
It's all around. Now, some people can't
get
away from. That's what makes it exciting, though. But now, some people tend to shy away from the older hotels because they like all of the modern conveniences, like cable TV, air conditioning, and more. But I know both of your properties have the 19th century exteriors, but 21st century interiors. Is that a good way to describe it? What I just said?
That's an excellent. Would you like to be marketing director for our hotels? You stated it very well. That's exactly what it is. We've got the ambiance of a 19th century historic property, but we do have 21st century amenities such as Wi-Fi, cable TV, air conditioning, and it's so you don't have to leave the niceties that you're used to from home when you come stay with us, but you do get to stay in a historic property and just soak up the relaxing ambiance of our properties.
And what are the rooms like? Are they all similar?
No, ma'am. They're all different. We take pride in that. We try to make each room different. So if you have multiple stays with us, and a lot of people do that, they'll come annually. They'll come several times each year, but they want to stay in a different room so they can have a different experience.
Well, how hard is it to get to the hotels? We know they're located in the Arkansas Ozarks on Crescent Mountain, but what about getting to them?
Well, if you're used to driving in Montana or Arizona, you're going to say it's not very easy to get there because the roads coming into Eureka Springs have a lot of switchbacks, they have a lot of curves, but that's part of the neat part about it, because once you get to Eureka Springs, we call it the Extraordinary Escape, you feel like you're nowhere else in the country or on the earth because you worked so hard to get there, not hard, but you had to go all these curves and ups and downs and stuff. And once you get there, you kind of feel like our little town of 2000 is yours. And what better way to relax in a small town than in a historic hotel?
Well, speaking of Crescent Mountain, was the limestone from the mountain used in the construction of the buildings, Bill?
Well, again, here's another one of those yes and no questions. Yes, it was limestone, but it wasn't from Crescent Mountain. It was quarried about 10 miles from the hotel on the White River, and it was brought up by horse-drawn wagons from 10 miles away up to the top of Crescent Mountain, where the Irish stonemasons came in and dry-stacked it and built the property. What's kind of an interesting story is that they brought so much limestone to build the hotel, and they did a great job with it. It's, you know, it's beautiful. We call it the castle in the sky. But there was so much extra limestone that they cut. That limestone was able to build the Catholic Church, able to build the Presbyterian Church, was able to build our Carnegie Library. So none of the limestone went to waste. It all went to good use.
Okay, we're talking with Bill Ott of the 1886 Crescent Hotel, allegedly the world's most haunted hotel. And you are listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel It Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Anita?
Now, Bill, there's an obvious connection, of course, between Halloween, which is coming up soon, and the world's most haunted hotel. So is October your peak season at the 1886 Crescent?
And here's one that I answer with two yeses, yes and yes. October is great for us for one reason, being here in the Ozarks, is people love the fall color. We have gorgeous fall color, which is showing right now, and it shows basically between the middle of October through the middle of November, and people just love the leaf look. So they come up there for that, but they also come because with October being the entree to Halloween, that brings their minds to the paranormal, to the scary, to the stuff. And yes, October's our biggest month of the year.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your ghost tours, because they're all year round. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. 365 days a year, 66 on a leap year. Even on Christmas, we'll have ghost tours. Because one of the things that the Renicks did when they bought the hotel was we used to have a couple gentlemen who were clairvoyants who were very into the paranormal, who basically leased the ghost tours for the hotel. But then the Renicks decided that, well, why can't we do it ourselves? And so we started doing that ourselves, and it's worked out wonderfully well. And when the other guys had it, it was just open to hotel guests. But we've opened up our ghost tours to anybody that comes into town and wants to take one. And so they've become very popular for that reason. The other reason is, and I think I might have mentioned this earlier, we've had 17 nationally syndicated television programs do episodes on our hotel. And it seems like every time one of those airs, the numbers in our ghost tours just skyrocket. I mean, this month, for example, we'll probably do 8 to 10 ghost tours a night because we keep the numbers down to 25 to make the tour more enjoyable for people. And so we'll do that many, but on Halloween, we'll probably start them like we did last year, start them at noon and go through midnight. It's to put it bluntly, it's kind of crazy in our hotel on Halloween. And the other neat thing about Halloween this year, as it has been in years past, is we have a seance. We have some folks coming in from Intrigue Theater. Sean Paul is an illusionist, and his wife is a medium. And they channel the people on the other side and actually communicate with them. And it's kind of neat. It's kind of what they call it down South Louisiana, lawn yop, a little something extra. And it's kind of an added feature to our Halloween night.
So let me make sure I'm understanding this, because speaking of all year round, is the property open all year round or just tours all year round? Can people stay there all year round?
No, the hotel is open year round. Both of our hotels are. It used to be in Eureka Springs that lodging properties used to close down when the Passion Plays ended their season. But when the Renicks bought the hotel and Jack Moyer became our executive vice president and general manager, he made sure that we stayed open year-round. Our restaurants are open year-round because you need that continuity to build a good customer base, and that's what we've done. So, yeah, any day of the week, any week of the year, any month, just come on down. We'll find you a place to sleep.
Okay, a couple of quick questions, Bill. Are you smoke-free and pet-friendly? And also need to know your peak and bargain season and what your spa is like.
Okay, we are smoke-free. We are pet-friendly. Our peak season is October. Our next peak season, for us, it's not really a peak season rate-wise, but during spring break for kids, because we get folks come from Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas to spend a week or so at our property. Summer, of course, is big for us, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's a great time. Off season would be January, February, except around the Valentine's Day. Being a romantic setting, all the lovers want to come spend a couple nights at the hotel around Valentine's Day. And then the time from November up to about Thanksgiving is another off period where you know, it's the rates are more affordable. Then once Thanksgiving gets here, something that Mr. Moyer has initiated, and that's Christmas at the Crescent. So we've got the season going from Thanksgiving through Christmas, have a big New Year's Eve party, and then something we've added in January on the second and third weekends of January are our ESP weekends, which stand for Eureka Springs Paranormal Weekend. And we bring in major paranormal stars, so to speak, or people known in that industry. And the people get to have the whole run of the hotel, the same run of the hotel that someone like the Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures had. People who stay with us in those two weekends can have that same access to go ghost hunting.
That sounds pretty good. Well, guests need to eat, Bill. So is breakfast included in the stay, and do you have a restaurant or two? And is that guy at the end of the bar a real guest or an apparition?
Well, that's for you to decide. Now, if he's at the end of the bar, when I first came to the hotel in 97, and I came up, and Jack said, okay, you got to have, because I came up October 1st, and he said, okay, you have to do an interview with the CBS affiliate out of Springfield. I said, gosh, I guess I better learn something about the ghost. And so I did, and the guy said, well, do you have a lot of people seeing ghosts? And my comment then was, the more spirits that are consumed, the more spirits are seen. So that guy at the end of the bar just may have been that third double martini. So you might just want to go up and talk to him. But yeah, we have two restaurants. We have the Crystal Dining Room Restaurant, which is our main restaurant. It's in our Crystal Dining Room where they had the grand opening of the hotel. And then up on the top floor, we have the Sky Bar Gourmet Pizza, where you can get pizza and sandwiches and salads and desserts. And you can sit inside, you can sit out on the balcony, which is gorgeous, especially this time of year at the fall color. You can look across the valley, see the statue of the Christ of the Ozarks. And what's neat is that not only is it good food, but it's also neat places just to hang out.
Okay.
Did I answer
all
the
questions? Do most guests drive, Bill, or can they take a train or a plane to get there too?
Well, the only train we have in Eureka Springs is an excursion train now. They can fly into XNA, which is Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. And as you and I have talked about when we've seen each other in New York City at the Historic Hotels of America media event up there, thanks to such small companies as, let me think, Walmart, Tyson's, Dillard's, J.B. Hunt, we have nonstop flights from XNA to LaGuardia, from XNA to San Francisco. So we have a very nice airport, very nice airplane schedule. If you fly into XNA, you're only about 45, 50 minutes from the airport. So you can rent a car, come in. But a lot of people love the drive into Eureka Springs for the simple reason they ain't never driven on any highways like that. We got what we call the Pig Trail, which comes up from I-40 and takes you right into Eureka Springs. And it's a scenic byway, American scenic byway. So even though it's got switchbacks and sharp turns, it's a pretty nice drive up through there. And it just kind of gets you ready once you get to Eureka Springs, just kind of relax and kick back.
Okay, we're talking with Bill Ott of the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa. Just time for another question or two, Anita.
Yeah, Bill, with such a ghostly spirit surrounding 1886 Crescent, how far in advance do potential patrons need to book? For example, is it too late for Halloween?
Well, you know, we had a staff meeting, yesterday morning, and the hotel is pretty filled up for two reasons. One, the paranormal aspects, but we have numerous weddings in and around Halloween. In fact, I have the opportunity to be Minister Bill. I'm an ordained minister who does weddings, and I've got four weddings on Halloween, one at 11:30 that night. So between the weddings and just guests coming in for the paranormal aspect of it, it might be a little tight around Halloween, but just go to our website, crescenthotel.com. You can find the toll-free reservation number or look up the reservation there, because if we've got one room, by golly, we'll sell it to you.
Anita, one more real quick.
Speaking of weddings, do people do theme weddings at the hotel?
Yes, ma'am, they sure do. A lot of people will come because we have such a unique community. They feel like they can do that kind of thing here, and they want to do that kind of thing here. I know I had an experience probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. I had a goth wedding on Halloween night. They wanted to do it at midnight, and that was really something different. You know, like I tell people, I've been to 6 county fairs and 2 goat ropings. I ain't never seen nothing like that before, but that was fun. We had one couple that did a ghost, I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost theme, and the guys that were all dressed up in the coveralls and the backpacks and all that stuff. So yeah, and then what the weddings
right,
I do.
I'm getting contacted by my English lady here. We're running out of time, so I want to thank Bill Ott, Director of Marketing and Communications for the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa and the 1905 Basin Park Hotel, both in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Thanks also to the Hilton San Francisco for sponsoring tonight's show. Bill, thanks for joining Travel Itch Radio, and happy Halloween in advance.
Well, thank you, and it's great talking to you guys. I appreciate your interest in our hotel.
Thank you very much, and that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, we will talk with travel writer Michelle Newman, reporting on Salem, Dracula's Castle, and other haunts perfect for Halloween. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with Anita Stokes-Thomas, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.